And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning here on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM, both proud members of the Husker Radio Group. Here at 8:15, we're still hanging out at 77. Get ready, folks. 104 the high today. Welcome in North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher, joining us on the heels of last night's North Platte City Council meeting. Mr. Mayor, how are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you today?
Doing very well. Excited for the action that we have brewing here in our community.
You know, it's Nebraska Land Days. It's the most fun time of year in North Platte.
Absolutely. And this year we're celebrating the fact that we can celebrate, and then celebrating all the other good stuff we celebrate year in and year out with Nebraska Land Days.
I agree. We do need to sit back and enjoy our time a little bit this year. A lot of us get very busy during Nebraska Land Days. I hope everybody takes a minute or two to just enjoy the experience, because think about it's 110% better than what we had last year.
Absolutely it is. Mr. Mayor, we'll put a bookmark in the conversation on Nebraska Land Days here for just a quick minute. The city council meeting last night, I would define it as a lot of housekeeping items on the agenda. With the exception of the end of the meeting was kind of the hot topic. There was some discussion between you, Mr. Kibben, and your fellow elected officials on the possibility of a change of venue for a city council meeting when Sustainable Beef LLC is on the agenda.
That's correct. We received a agenda request item from a person in the community to look at changing the venue for the city council, because this person believes that when there are a lot of people who want to contribute to the meeting in the public meeting setting, that the council, which holds about 60 people, isn't necessarily conducive. Excuse me, the council room holds about 60 people, isn't necessarily conducive to having large crowds. For example, when the mall project came up a month and a half ago or so, we had about 60 people in the council room. We had about 30 people in the conference room, mm-hmm. and then we were, you know, shuffling back and forth.
Yep.
And it worked reasonably well, I think.
It worked.
But we got
the job done.
Right. But these folks want to consider having meetings in a larger venue. And so the council discussed it, and it was a good discussion. And we're in government. That's our job. We need mm-hmm. to discuss these things, try to make the best decision. In essence, where we landed was that we're going to do a little more research, because subsequent to the article that was in the paper, the Telegraph, on Sunday, we've had a couple entities reach out and say, hey, you could probably use our spot, and it will be, you know, cost little or nothing. So we're going to explore those opportunities and see what the capabilities are. But since we're pretty popular on the streaming world, you know, on YouTube, at least in the local community, we want to make sure that we're able to do that wherever we might
yep.
move. And so we're going to do some more research. And as of this moment, we have not received a redevelopment plan from the Sustainable Beef folks. So we honestly don't know when that issue is going to come to council. It will probably be sometime this fall or this winter, but we don't know at this point. So this could be an issue that we don't need to really worry about for several months.
But I do like the fact that you and your elected official colleagues and Mr. Kibben and Mr. Wade, our city attorney, were thinking ahead of the game a little bit, being a little extra prepared for this situation. So I was, as a citizen of North Platte, I was happy to see that and have the conversation sooner rather than later, I guess mm-hmm. you could say.
Well, it is far better to have a plan than to not have a plan.
Absolutely it is. And I'm sure we'll be continuing this conversation here quite a bit, but as we conclude that city council meeting last night, I think this was really the hot topic item. And you, at the end of the meeting, when you were talking about the possibility of moving venues, you mentioned some of the numbers on individuals who have been streaming our city council meetings. We've had some pretty good attendance on these city council meetings virtually.
That's correct. We're pushing 1,000 views on a couple of the meetings, which is
wow.
significant for a town of 25,000 people. And then several of the other meetings who were interspersed in that time frame were in the hundreds.
Not bad.
That's correct.
Not bad at
That's
all.
That's correct.
And as a member of the media who gets a little busy sometimes, I sure enjoy it. I went back and watched the city council meeting. I had a ticket drop that ended at 5:30, so I could have made it a few minutes late, but went home and was able to get some supper going and had a nice evening watching you and our council get things tackled last night. So it's very convenient for some folks as well, I may add.
That's great. I'm glad you did that, but you need to get out during Nebraska Land Day.
I do. Oh, Mr. Mayor, you know I'll be out. Look at me now, because I'll be plenty tan here in a week or two.
Good for you. Hey, let's talk about who I brought with me today.
Yes, please. Mr. Mayor brought in a couple of lovely guests this morning. Would you care to introduce them to us, Mr. Mayor?
Well, I'm going to let them introduce themselves, but sure. We have with us today, it's a great honor, we have Miss Rodeo America.
Yes.
And I'm going to let Jordan introduce herself.
Glad to have you with us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I am Jordan Tierney, Miss Rodeo America 2020, and again 2021. And I was actually here last year in August for the Buffalo Bill Rodeo, and I could not agree more with the mayor. It is 110% better this year, and I'm just so grateful to be back in your community for Nebraska Land Days and the rodeo.
You were able to attend the rodeo last year. It was great to have the rodeo,
yes.
But only one night of audience participation. I'm sure you missed smiling and waving at folks in the stands.
Yeah, you know, but we all made it the most of it. The rodeo committee there, myself and Miss Rodeo Nebraska and Teen Miss Rodeo Nebraska. So we made the most of it, and we still managed to have a great time here in North Platte.
It was great nonetheless. And we also have Miss Rodeo Wyoming joining us here in the studio this morning as well.
Good morning. My name is Rachel Derner, and I'm here because my host family is the mayor and his lovely wife. And I think that's truly a testament to the hospitality that North Platte has been able to roll out this year and show Queens that they weren't able to show last year.
Mm-hmm.
When the mayor opens his home and his family to bring in Queens, it truly shows you what the town will do for a rodeo queen.
And it's just another example of how our elected officials, including our lovely mayor, lead by example.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've had all the snacks that I could handle.
Oh,
wait a minute.
That's all Terry. It's not me.
When, I'm going to have to ask Terry when you guys are going to host me then.
You're an adult. You're right.
Ouch.
So, Miss, I get to have a daughter for the week. It's very exciting for me.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. She started calling me dad last night.
So touched.
He's such a good girl dad.
Yes. Host families are one of the coolest parts about our job.
Oh, I can imagine.
Showing the hospitality, being the ones who really open the doors to the community, telling us all about North Platte, all about the events, and sharing the pride that the community has in this event.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been running around telling everyone, I don't know if you know, but my dad's the mayor. It's kind of a big deal.
I got the key to the city hanging in my house. You know, it's kind of a big deal. Me in the city hall after hours, I know a guy. And Jordan, who's your host family?
Paula and Larry Stops.
Okay.
So I'm actually just like a house down from the mayor. So, okay. Rachel, I still got a claim to fame.
Mr. Mayor, is this the first time you and your lovely wife have hosted?
For the Rodeo Queens, yes, that's
okay.
Correct. We hosted some Up With People folks, so
oh,
it's been three or four years
too.
Ago. We had a nice time with them, and we had we considered hosting for the Miss Nebraska pageant, which was last week, of course,
mm-hmm.
but we just had a lot going on. The timing just didn't work for us, but we were very happy that we have a daughter this week from Wyoming.
So. Now, ladies, you both attend the Buffalo Bill Rodeo before, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what sets this rodeo apart from others that you've attended?
Well, you know, just the name itself, Buffalo Bill, you know, this was one of the first rodeos, and it's that heritage that runs deep, not only in our sport of rodeo, but also just the Western industry.
Mm-hmm.
I think rodeo, it's the bridge that gaps that rural to urban, and we're there being in the faces of it, and so that's what makes this rodeo truly special is its heritage roots.
Yeah.
One of the other things that makes this rodeo really special is its partnership with the Miss Rodeo Nebraska organization.
Sure.
And the fact that they are able to crown the new Miss Rodeo Nebraska in the first performance of the Buffalo Bill Rodeo.
Yeah, just another thing that makes it that much more unique is what you're saying, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So my wife this morning said to me, why didn't you take Miss Rodeo Nebraska to talk on the radio? And I said, well, she gets a lot of press.
Yeah.
I mean, she really does, which she should. I mean,
yeah,
we're in Nebraska,
so.
She should get a lot of press. But I think it's great how many of these just wonderful and accomplished young women come to our town just for this rodeo. I mean, I think there's 12 of you here right now.
Yes, and all the way from the East Coast to the West Coast. We got Miss Rodeo Florida and we got Miss Rodeo Washington. So they travel from far away to be here for this great rodeo.
Can't escape the heat, though, unfortunately, from Miss Florida. Maybe a little less humid here.
They're really, yeah, when you say roll out the red carpet, they really want to make sure you're at home. And they got that Florida weather here, and I'm loving it.
Ladies, anything else you'd like to add this morning while we talk about the Buffalo Bill Rodeo and your time here in North Platte?
We're just happy to be here, and we just want to thank the community so much for, you know, opening their doors to us and just letting us share in this great event that you guys have going on.
It's been truly wonderful to be in North Platte. We're so excited to be on the rodeo road.
Yes.
And the best part of rodeoing, again, as a rodeo queen, is meeting the fans. And so we hope that you all join us at the Buffalo Bill Rodeo and all the other celebrations that go along with Nebraska Land Days.
Yep. Now, do you guys have a signing today? Don't you have a signature?
We do. Before the rodeo at, yes, we will be signing before the rodeo from 6:15 to 7:15 outside the gates, or
okay.
Right inside the gates.
Right
so come out,
arena.
Yes, And then after the rodeo, for the next couple of performances, myself, Miss Rodeo Nebraska, Teen Miss Rodeo Nebraska, and I believe the clowns will be signing after the rodeo as well as the fans exit.
Okay.
So it's going to be a lot of opportunity to come meet us, so I hope you guys, you know, take that opportunity.
And you guys will have a couple of jobs tonight. I know they put you guys to work sometimes riding around the arena.
Yes.
And also, don't you guys help push out steers after some wrestling, too?
Yes. So okay. Myself and Miss Rodeo Nebraska will push out the cattle after they've performed, you know, so in the steer wrestling, tie-down roping. Not so much in the team roping, but for those two events. Sometimes, you know, 90% of the time they just go straight out.
Yep.
But it's that other 10% that they decide to like take a victory lap, and
there's,
I'm like, get out of here. There are. There really are.
Mr. Mayor, the Prayers Breakfast is coming up, too, for Nebraska Land Days. This will be your first one as mayor of North Platte.
That is correct, and I'm happy that we're able to continue that tradition. There was some question early this year as to whether we were going to be able to do the Mayor's Breakfast, so I'm very excited that we're doing it. It's at 7 o'clock tomorrow at the Harvest Christian Church, 7 a.m., that
okay.
is. So anyone who's interested in attending, you can buy a ticket at the door. You know, please come. We're hoping for a good crowd, and I've not been to the Mayor's Prayers Breakfast for probably 30 years, so I hear the breakfast is fantastic.
You're going to find out.
I'm
You're
find
a breakfast
out.
Fanatic, I know, Brandon.
I love a good breakfast.
Mr. Mayor, as a lifelong citizen of North Platte, what else are you looking forward to for Nebraska Land Days?
I'm looking forward to getting out and greeting all the people that come to our town. That's why I'm so excited about the Rodeo Queens, and I was excited about the Miss Nebraska pageant last week. People are back in North Platte. We have some things to offer. They're seeing our growth. It's an exciting town. We're moving forward. Let's stick together and make things happen.
Absolutely. Mr. Mayor, if there's any of your constituents that want to get in contact with you during Nebraska Land Days or have any discussions on any city issues that may be on their minds, how can they get in contact with you directly, sir?
Best thing to do is to call the city hall and schedule an appointment with me, or if they just want to leave me a message, you can go to the city website, and there's a form in there. You just leave a message, and they get emailed into my email, and I probably reply to a couple of those every week.
So. And you are very active on social media as well for folks that want to take advantage of that way. And
that is true.
Shoot you an email maybe even, too.
Yep. There is an email that my city email is the one I pay the most attention to. And
sure.
And we do watch the Facebook stuff, but a lot of people message me. I shouldn't say a lot. A few people message me directly on Facebook, and that's fine. I respond. But I have to confess, I don't look at Facebook every day. I probably look every 3 or 4 days to
Lucky
see what's
you.
Going on.
So. Lucky you. I'll trade you. Ladies in studio, welcome to North Platte. We're glad to have you here.
Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, thanks for bringing in some lovely guests this morning. As always, we appreciate the time you give us after the city council meetings. Enjoy Nebraska Land Days, my friend.
Appreciate being North Platte. Get out there and have some fun this week. It's going to be great.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning after a quick break.